This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Getting the strategy, war strategy, from the White House.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're going to get guidance on Afghanistan tonight from President Obama. He's expected to announce his long-awaited strategy in a primetime speech from West Point. The president is expected to send about 30,000 more troops to that country. But here comes the next item up for debate, how to pay for it. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live from our bureau in New York with the latest. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So how much is the president's plan expected to cost?
Well, there's some debate about this. The White House has said 30,000 troops would cost about $30 billion more a year. So that's about $1 million per soldier or Marine. The Pentagon says the number would be more like half that. But either way, it's a lot of money at a time when the national debt is more than $12 trillion.
Is President Obama expected to address how he's going to pay for it?
He's not expected to go into much detail tonight. The government either has to borrow the money or cut spending elsewhere, or some Democrats in Congress have proposed a war surtax of 1 to 5% depending on your income. I spoke to Dan Plesch with the Center for International Studies and Diplomacy at London University, and he says there would be an added benefit to this, more awareness of the cost of war.
I think you might have a bit more of a real sense of what's going on if more people at the top of the society were involved, and perhaps a higher tax is one way of approaching that.
But, of course, a tax would be a tough sell in this economic climate and, of course, with midterm elections coming.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott in New York. Amy, thanks.
Thank you.
A deal's been made that paves the way for Comcast to take control of NBC Universal. The media company is jointly owned by General Electric and French entertainment company Vivendi. GE will pay Vivendi a little less than $6 billion for its 20% stake in NBC Universal. European markets are higher right now, more than 1.5%. But Asian stocks, well, they surged as well. Nikkei was up 2.5% on news Japan's central bank will offer more than $115 billion to commercial banks there to boost liquidity. Hong Kong and Chinese shares gained as well. Wall Street yesterday, markets added a little sparkle to kick the week off. The Dow was up 34 points to close at 10,344. Well, the Obama administration is trying to find a new home for Guantanamo Bay detainees. One possibility is a near-empty prison in rural Illinois. Some politicians are wary, but as Joel Rose tells us, some see the move as an economic win.
Federal officials have their eye on the Thompson Correctional Center in northwest Illinois. The state prison is mostly unused, and Thompson Village President Jerry Hebler supports the idea of bringing in detainees from Guantanamo.
Sure, it'll help the economy and the unemployment. Our unemployment up here is about 10.5. They figured it'd cut it in half.
The Obama administration says a maximum security federal prison could mean $1 billion in regional economic impact and 3,000 new jobs. But University of Chicago economist Alan Sanderson is skeptical about the number of full-time jobs.
I suspect the real number is probably closer to 500. I think if you take the estimate and divide it by five, you're probably much closer to reality in these things.
Republican lawmakers say they're concerned about the safety of local residents. They're pushing for more study, while Democrats in the state legislature want to move quickly to sell the prison to the federal government. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys, ConstantContact.com. And by SaveAndInvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence, online at SaveAndInvest.org.
Over the years, Santa's had quite a few Barbie dolls on his list, but the brand's been struggling for market share with rival dolls such as Bratz. Now it seems parent company Mattel is facing another problem on the other side of the planet. Here is Marketplace Shanghai correspondent Scott Tong.
The Barbie flagship store sits on Shanghai's main shopping street, the equivalent of Fifth Avenue. But this holiday season, the sales staff outnumber the customers, and there's a lot on sale. This sales lady hawks Barbie brand eyeshadow. Was $17, now $12. T-shirts are more than half off. It's a big come-down from the store's ambitious opening in March. Back then, brand designer Richard Dixon promoted the Barbie brand wedding dress for real-life brides, $10,000.
So you, getting married, and oh my God, a Vera wedding dress, how fantastic. If you buy the Barbie Vera Wang wedding dress, you get a collector doll that wears the exact same dress, and we will sculpt that doll in your likeness.
Now, Chinese shoppers seem to have left Barbie at the altar. Parent company Mattel has replaced the store's general manager and revised its sales targets. Shanghai consultant and seasoned shopper Michelle Wei provides a clue to what went wrong.
We never played with Barbie dolls growing up. I don't have this sense of, wow, Barbie's so beautiful. If I shop for a friend's daughter or my niece, I may buy a doll for them. But me, I'm not so interested.
Plus, hot pink isn't too popular here. Nor is the midriff revealing Barbie brand clothing. Sean Ryan at China Market Research thinks Mattel just doesn't get young Chinese women.
They're a lot more immature. They like cute, not pure, sexy, halter top, see-through. That's not very popular in this market. The young girlish type of models do a lot better.
Point is, just because something sells in Malibu doesn't mean it'll sell in China. Youth market researcher Mary Bergstrom.
For brands to be successful in China, you need to do a little bit of ego checking at the door. So whatever your brand has accomplished outside of China isn't necessarily what you bring into China.
Bergstrom thinks this struggling store is fixable, so long as Barbie the brand puts on her glasses, does her China homework, and updates her look once again. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, how's this for dedication in the workplace? A South Florida woman wanted her hurried boss to make his flight to Honduras, so she called and emailed a bomb threat to Miami International. Police searched the flight but found nothing. Then investigators naturally tracked the email and call to the 31-year-old woman. She not only confessed to the bomb scare, she admitted to making the boss late in the first place. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.